Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven. So when we eat it, we may not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. The most famous prayer in the world obviously is the Our Father. Catholics pray it, Protestants pray it, Greek Orthodox pray it, Russian Orthodox pray it. It's called the Our Father. In the Our Father, there's one phrase that is very much related to the Gospel today, where Jesus is speaking about the bread of life. The Our Father would say, give us this day our daily bread. Now, there are three interpretations to that. If we look at our person, we have our physical nature, we have our intellectual nature, we have our spiritual nature. Physical nature we have in common with other animals. Our intellectual nature is different. Much more so our spiritual nature. So I think if we want to be persons that are well developed, we have to cultivate our body, our mind, and our soul. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Cultivate our body, our mind, and our soul. As teenagers, boys and girls, I think all of you have to play some type of sport. You really should. You should. Otherwise, you're probably going to end up with health problems by the time you're in your late 20s. You really should. A couple of times a week I go. Like today I swam for about an hour, nonstop, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. In about 8.5 years I'll be 70. So I'm an old man. I'm an old man. But we have to do physical activity. So teenagers, you know, you should play sports. Otherwise you're abnormal. You're odd. And this is very different from Mexico. You know, you don't have to be a professional baseball player on the Angels or the Dodgers or even on the Yankees, no? But you can play some type of sport. And that's not skateboarding. That doesn't count as a sport, okay? Not, that doesn't count. That's not counting. No. Hey, running, volleyball, football, soccer, track, field, swimming, tennis. I mean, there's so many different sports. Otherwise, you're going to get fat, okay? And you have some problems physically. You have to do sports. Teenagers that have a lot of free time without sports, it scares the heck out of me. So in summer, I think it's a good idea, once you finish school, play some type of sport. Now, you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be a future Olympic star, but some type of sport is good for you. Amen? Yes, some type of sport is good for you. I'm not your biological father, but I would force you to play some type of sport if I were your dad. I'd force you. Sitting down in front of the computer all day is bad. It's bad. And better to have a sport where you're engaged with others, okay? You know, you're playing baseball, 9 against 9, okay? Or you're playing soccer. Or I have on the East Coast, my nephew is playing lacrosse. You ever hear of lacrosse? Okay, these are good sports. And they build character. They build character. So hopefully you'll play sports when you're teenagers and when you're young adults and even when you're an old person like myself, okay? It's a good idea to get your body engaged physically. Give us this day our daily bread. Okay, now next is you have to cultivate your mind. Your principal obligation now is to hit the books. You got to study. And hopefully you're getting a 4.0 or better. I hope you are, okay? You're getting good grades. If you can get a 4.0 or it used to be an A+, get it. Work hard. And you should already be thinking, you know, you're still young, you should already be thinking about, where are you going to go to college? Where are you going to go to college? What's your major going to be? Are you going to be a professional? Think about it now. So in school, you should try to perform as best you can. I've been teaching confirmation for about 40 years, so I have a little bit of experience, no? Probably before your parents were born. I was teaching your confirmation there on the East Coast. And one of the saddest things is that in the past, I would ask sometimes the students to do the reading of the textbook. Sometimes I'm meeting these teenagers, 13 or 14 or 15, they can barely read. That's terrible. I mean, you know, you're 14, you can't read? What on earth is happening? By the time you're 14, you should be very fluent in reading. So now's the time to study, to learn. Learn as much as you possibly can. So that's cultivating your mind, your intellect that God has given to you. Okay, most important is this, cultivating your soul. That's even more important. So you've got a body, you got a mind, you got a soul. That's the hardest work. And that means that you all have to learn how to pray. Mass. Mass is the best, the most powerful prayer in the world, what we have right now. This is the most important prayer in the world. And you should be privileged and thankful that you have a priest celebrating the Mass for you and a priest that's your teacher for a lot of you. A lot of catechetical programs, you're not going to have a Mass until the end of the catechetical year because you simply don't have priests. You should be thankful that you have priests and thankful that you have Mass. So this is the greatest prayer in the whole world. And the greatest action you can possibly do is what Jesus is saying in the Gospel today. We learned this last week. I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up on the last day. Remember that? We learned that last week, right? I am the bread of life. So the most important action you can do is to receive Holy Communion. What's going to happen? In about 10 to 12 minutes. Now Jesus makes a promise. He says this, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood has everlasting life. That means you're going to heaven. You're going to heaven. Nothing more important than that. Going to heaven. Why are we here? We are here in confirmation so that eventually, next year, if we're prepared, we'll receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going to give us a lot of grace and a lot of strength. I'm almost sure none of you are listening to the first reading, but it's one of the best first readings I think you have in the Acts of the Apostles. You have this guy from Ethiopia. He's going to Jerusalem on pilgrimage. He's coming back, he's reading the Bible. This guy named Philip the deacon, his guardian angel says, go run up and catch up to that guy in the chariot. So he runs up to this guy in the chariot that's reading the Bible. This Ethiopian guy. And the guy reading the Bible is reading and he says, well, how can I understand this? And he says to Philip, well, why don't you sit next to me? So Philip sits next to him and he explained the whole Bible to this guy. This Ethiopian guy. And apparently he's speaking about the sacrament of baptism and they're driving next to a little lake, and the guy says, hey, why can't I be baptized? So Philip gets down, the guy gets out of the chariot, Philip baptizes him, and then the Holy Spirit snatches Philip and takes him to another place to preach. And this Ethiopian guy goes back to Ethiopia, and he's the head of the treasury, which means, next to the queen, he's the one that would hold on to the money. He goes back to Ethiopia and he converts most likely the queen and the high-ranked officials, and that's why you have Catholicism in Ethiopia. It's not a dominant religion, but you have Ethiopian Catholics because of what you heard today. It's a cool reading. What you see in this is that this Philip is very open to God. His guardian angel says, do this, zoom. The Holy Spirit takes him, he preaches here. Now we should be aiming at that. We should be aiming at trying to be open to our guardian angel who speaks to us, but open to the Holy Spirit that speaks to us. If you're quiet, you can turn off now and then a lot of the gadgets, a lot of the noise, the Holy Spirit will speak to you. But you have to have silence. In silence, He'll speak to your heart. And He'll give you a lot of peace and a lot of love. Okay, the last point I'd like to make is this. In about 12 days, it's going to be Mother's Day. Do something special for your mother. I know you get angry at her at times. Who is the person that probably loves you most in this world is probably your mother, even though you don't want to admit it. Who's the one who suffered most for you in this world? Admit it. Hello? Obviously, it's your mom and your dad, but probably your mother. Probably your mother. Your mother has suffered a lot, as my mother suffered a lot for me, as well as for the nine of us. Mothers suffer a lot. What are you going to give for your mother? I would suggest this, a novena. Novena means nine. So count 9 days before, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. It's probably going to be about now or tomorrow. Try to do something every day for your mother. I would say a prayer. Some type of prayer. Or you might even do this. Starting today, 9 days in a row, try to be kind to your mother. Yes. Try to be kind to your mother. Tell her thank you. Tell her, can I help you? Some small gesture. Some small gesture. So start now. And one day, it's probably going to be the case that you girls, you're going to be mothers, you're going to have teenage daughters, okay? They say, what goes around comes around, huh? Hopefully, if you're very kind and loving to your mother, that when you have teenage daughters, they'll do the same thing to you. Amen? Amen? So, we have our mothers. We have our mothers. But last but not least, we have another mother. You probably do have your grandmother. Yeah? Okay, we have other mother, and that is Mary. So you have your earthly mother, you have your heavenly mother. See if he can do something special for Mary, your heavenly mother. I can tell you what you can do. You probably won't want to do it because it's hard. But what we did today, every day for 9 days, try to pray the rosary. Try to pray the rosary. Every day for 9 days. Just going to take 15 minutes. You say that rosary, that's a beautiful gift for your earthly mother as well as for your heavenly mother. So I've given you an explanation of one part of the Our Father. And it is, give us this day our daily bread. So let's make sure that we, as teenagers, we do some type of physical exercise. Come on. Some type of physical exercise is good for us. And let's also try to cultivate the mind that God has given to us. Let's pray that we don't be intellectually lazy. Intellectually lazy. No. That's a tragedy. Someone has a very keen intellect, and he's just lazy. That's terrible. It's terrible. So God has given you a mind. Don't be lazy. Use your mind. Become someone great in the eyes of God. Future depends upon you, as John Paul II would say. Last but not least, you have to cultivate your soul by prayer. Now make good communions, and also I know it's hard, but you have to pray. Last thing I'd like to say is this, is that I can teach you how to pray, as well as your catechist can teach you how to pray. But I cannot give you the desire to pray. That I can't give you. I can't. I can teach you how. But giving you the desire to pray, I can't give that. You have to beg God. Beg God that one day you'll really want to pray. Right now, you don't like to pray. Face it, you don't. We have to force you to pray at the beginning of confirmation. We have to kind of force you, prod you on. But we're going to pray that one day you'll really want to pray. So we can give you the instruments. There's a phrase. You can take the horse to the water, but we can't make the horse drink the water. Okay? We can teach you how to pray, but we can't force you to pray. So in the Mass, I'm going to be praying that all of you one day will really want to pray. Because your salvation, which means you're getting to heaven, depends upon your praying well. As St. Augustine says, he who prays well, lives well. He who lives well, dies well. He who dies well, all is well. Amen? Amen. He who prays well, lives well. He who lives well, dies well. He who dies well, all is well. So it all depends upon prayer if you want to get to heaven. So let's ask the Blessed Mother to help us, give us a desire to really pray well. And in Mass and receiving Holy Communion, if you're ready, when communion comes, I want to see you making the most fervent communion in your life. That means with your hands folded, before receiving communion, a reverential bow. When you hear the body of Christ, you say amen, and receive Jesus Christ with a lot of faith, devotion, and love. Amen.